The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
What's the most sexy, like, if you're going to go on a date?
Turducken.
Good. So, Gabe, you have any questions? Michael Blaustein will be doing stand-up where, I would tell you, this weekend, Omaha, Nebraska. Guys, tickets are almost sold out, so go get those right now, May 19th to the 20th. June 2nd to the 3rd, I'll be in Toledo, Ohio. Coincidentally, those tickets are going, dude, so definitely get those. June 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in San Fran. Both of the early shows are sold out, so go get tickets before you can. July 6th to the 9th, Washington, D.C., home show. Go get tickets. Already low tickets. Go get them. July 21st to 22nd, I'll be in Sacramento, California. August 10th to the 12th, I'll be in Indianapolis. And then August 25th to the 27th, I'll be in Oxnard, California. And guys, so many more dates on the website. So go to the website, get tickets, and check out the new dates I did not announce yet. It is blaucomedy.com. That is, again, blaucomedy.com. Mr. Wallace, tell him about it.
Trevor Wallace's special on Saturday. Two shows sold out in a fucking day. Boom. I wish I could hug each and every one of you, and I will try to. Will I start a new pandemic? Maybe. One day. I fucking am. I haven't felt that much love, and it's the best feeling ever.
It's insane.
So we added a Friday show. We're taping all three of them, but the Friday show is on sale, but I think that's the last one we're going to add. So this is the one to go to. July 14th, Austin, Texas. Tickets are cheap because I want, I want just my number one fans there. But the warm-up dates, getting ready for the special. San Jose, June 2nd through the 4th. Low-key homecoming show, college show. What's up? Los Angeles, June 8th, sold out, but I'll also be back there June 29th at the Hollywood Improv, Trevor Wallace and Friends on the 29th. We got Stamford, Connecticut. That is June 15th through June 17th. Long Beach. If you didn't get your tickets to Brea, coming to Long Beach, June 22nd. Just added San Diego, June 23rd and the 24th. San Diego Laugh Factory, San Diego. Tempe, Arizona. That's going to be fucking cooking. Forks up, baby. July 6th through July 8th. And then that's the last weekend before the specials. So TrevorWallaceComedy.com. I will see your lovely, bright, shining faces there.
Are we in?
We're in, dude. I don't know if you guys know.
Are we doing a podcast? Is this live?
This is live.
Remember that?
What?
Is this live? We always say that. Is this live?
We still say that to this day.
I just did.
You just did.
Are we live?
No, we're not live.
Okay, cool. Let me ask you this. I'm wearing a Wheaties hat, and I'm going to ask you guys a question. Why did Wheaties, you know how Wheaties are like the breakfast of champions? Have you ever had Wheaties?
Yeah.
It's trash.
The breakfast of stoners.
The breakfast of stoners is like Lucky Charms. Like, this, Wheaties is what like squirrels eat. Like, it's horrendous.
Yeah, it's like the breakfast of a substitute teacher.
Funny.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to be a substitute teacher.
Why?
In like college.
Okay, good. Do they have those? No, they just cancel class. Like, you have a sub in college, you're like, I'm not gonna be here. What?
You have a teacher in college, I'm not gonna be here.
Well, the second the teacher goes, this class isn't mandatory, or attendance isn't mandatory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but also, teachers, the flip from high school to college is hilarious, because college are like, you pay for this. You wanna learn? Fuck it. You don't wanna learn? I can't control you.
It's great.
Like, you're like freshman year, they always give you that pep talk. Like, look, I'm only here if you want to be here. Like, why are you putting me down like this?
Yeah, I just got here. Also, please be hot. I want that scenario so bad. I want to walk into a teacher's office and be like, listen, I really need this grade. And I want her to turn around, one tit out. What are you going to do for it? That's what I want. Why can't that be real? That never happened to me. Not one time. One time when I was, you know, my French teacher, I told you this. I think she wanted a plow, but we're all, you know, age was weird. But like, that was the only time. In college, never happened to me. Not one teacher wanted a beat?
Well, think about what you look like in college.
That is a true statement.
Yeah, you look like a loofah.
At best.
Yeah.
I look like a pincushion.
I don't know what that is.
God damn it. There's one
what is a pin cushion?
One reference that haunts me is when I say if I got an auto blow and I brought it home, I'd look like the dude from The Machinist. It was the funniest thing I ever said, and you didn't know that, and I was very upset. I thought about it like four times. That's what a pin cushion.
Oh yeah,
like.
Yeah. The tomato with the pins in it.
Yep. Any type of emo woman looks like that to me.
Oh, interesting.
B.
Who's the scary villain with all the things in his face with the needles?
Pinhead.
That's his name?
His name's Pinhead?
I think so. Yeah. From Hellraiser?
No, Nailface. Nailface.
That's what the women call me.
Not Nailface?
Yeah, that guy. Dude, imagine going through TSA like that and the guy's like, hey. Like, oh, come on, man.
God.
Are scary movies even scary?
No.
They're just dumb.
That motherfucker looks like a bulletin board. Where it's like yoga classes and shit. Has anyone walked past a bulletin board and been like, oh, man, yoga class? Never.
Oh, God.
Have you?
No.
Have you ever stopped and looked at the, you know how they'll put
like
job wanted signs with little phone number ripoffs on
television?
Yeah.
Those are always the sketchiest jobs. It's like, hey, teenagers, want to make under the table cash this summer?
He says, hey, teenagers?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just a camera right behind it.
Just for sure, FBI agent holding the fucking thing.
What's your hotel room security system? I've been seeing these like videos online. It's like, here's how to secure yourself in when you get to the hotel. Buy this on Amazon to check for cameras. Put a lock belt on the door. Put a glass of water on the handle so if somebody breaks in, it breaks.
What is it, Home Alone?
I don't know. You tell me. I've seen it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was funny.
When his parents leave.
Yeah.
You know how I know the movie is fake? He didn't touch himself once.
100%.
I would have jerked off immediately.
I mean, he bought a pizza. I'm fucking the pizza.
Did he?
Yep.
I haven't seen it.
He got lost. God damn it.
You know, I've seen these fucking gains. I'm huge now.
That's crazy.
I'm fucking jacked now.
Where'd you go? The gym?
What do you mean?
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fuck the gym. Here's the thing.
All right.
I started going to a gym. My biceps are hard. I started going to a gym because I was like, I want to get out of the house. I need to be...
human beings. Interactions.
Yeah. Submerge myself in just whatever the fuck's going on. And then you're there for a day and a guy in suede sweatpants goes, yo, you mind if I work in while you're working out doing tricep fucking dip
extensions,
things? He goes, yeah, can you mind if I work? And then he just does abs in front of you.
Yep. You know what
I'm out.
The most is when they go, can I work in? And you go, yeah, man, not a problem. And then they do a different exercise. Don't
That's
fuck with
doing.
My cables, you bitch.
That's what he was doing.
Oh, he moved it up and down?
Yeah.
My thing.
But I was in the middle of the thing, and he walked up, and he was just jacked. And he goes, "Yeah, work in."
Well, was he doing this? Let me take a step back. It was a cable thing, right? The cable.
Yeah.
Okay. My pet peeve, maybe this is exactly what you're saying, and I'm not fully understanding, is when I'm doing a thing, and my cable thing is set to like 18, whatever the fuck, right? And then they go, "Can I work in?" And then they move it down to 12 to do something else,
right?
And then they don't move it back up.
Yeah, and then I'm a nice guy. I forget what his weight is at, so I try to set it on something.
The whole thing. And then you're nice, so you're trying to set it back to whatever the fuck, and then when he's finished, he don't set your shit back, and you can't say anything because he's goddamn jacked.
He was jacked.
Jacked.
Did I tell you guys about the girl with the backpack with a dog in it?
No. Nope.
Did I not?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. She had a cocktail in the backseat?
Dude, it was one of the funny... Like, first day back at the gym in years. I don't really work out a lot. Fucking psych. But I'm... This lady... has like a Dora the Explorer type backpack on it, has a clear shell on it in the back. And I go, oh, and I see some like clothes in there. And I go, maybe she just has her gym clothes in there. There's holes to aerate. You know, it smells.
Got it.
You know,
got it. Yep.
Right.
Yep, yep,
okay.
Yep, yep.
I get closer. There's a fucking Pomeranian in there.
No.
Bitches at the gym with bitches on her back.
Stop. Leave it at home.
But here's, she's like doing like pull-ups and the dog's just in there. And then she's doing the funny. What
is it? Is the dog's head out?
No, the dog's in the backpack.
Fuck you.
Everybody
zipped up?
Zipped up. Everybody Everybody in the gym is like, this isn't normal.
No,
right?
Someone called PETA and Petco.
I was like, I never want to be the guy who's taking photos of people or videos at the gym, but but this was the time. I was like, but then she's on the Stairmaster. I'm like, take your dog on a fucking walk.
It doesn't count.
There's the world. That's crazy to be a dog and be like, my owner's working out, but I'm not. I'm a dog.
Open the bag.
I was
were
like,
there holes for the bag? I mean, for the dog?
Yeah, there was, but like if you type in like pet backpack, clear dome, whatever the fuck. But like the whole gym was staring at this lady and she's working out like this is very normal.
I hate it. That's how you get a dog in a concert though.
Dude, it literally looked like Sandy Cheeks' fucking apartment from SpongeBob. Like the dog Didn't have a lot of
cats.
No, there's dog ones. But dude, like it, she's on a treadmill walking, and a dog is not walking.
I don't like this. Yeah, you're right though. The dog is furious. I used to be a wolf 400 years ago, and now I'm on a treadmill on the back of some yoga fucking.
But it was one of those, you know, when something wild happens on an airplane and then you make eye contact with somebody else and you're like, that's fucking weird, right? Yep. And they're like, yeah. Everybody in the gym was looking around, and this was my first day at this gym, and I don't like want to get kicked out, but I was like, I looking around, I was like, somebody, yeah. What is happening?
But what would you have liked to happen?
Her to be there. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Was the dog too big for the bag, or did the dog fit in the bag?
Adequate.
Oh, adequate's not okay.
But did she the dog was have doing
any... Ooh, go ahead.
like for real pull-ups.
Was he jacked?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the dog, it like, I don't, yeah. I don't
no,
know.
I
don't,
I understand. The Stairmaster is a perfect example. It's like you're working out and I'm not, and reverse this, get on my back.
Yeah.
I want to walk.
Yeah. It was the first day back and I was like losing my mind. But then it's like, I don't want to post something. And then it's like, somebody at the gym sees sees it. And now I'm just trying to work out. She's like, what do you have against my dog? I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Well, no, the question is, what do you have against your dog?
Dude,
your dog is in a fucking JanSport.
Some people just have that connection to their dog where they're like, it goes with me everywhere. Everything I do, the dog is there. And I think that's what it is. I don't know.
But that, I can get on board with that. But like, you can't, like bringing your dog to a gym is just not conducive for a dog, even if you love it. If you actually love your dog, you wouldn't bring your dog to the gym.
Yeah, even the guy wearing jeans at the gym who's a certified serial killer was like, what the fuck's going on over here?
100%. He's eating someone's finger and he's like, that's weird.
Yeah, because you could just take your dog. You know, the same thing as the Stairmaster is a hill outside. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the whole gym has windows that look outside. The dog's like, get me out there.
Yeah.
Am I grounded? Get me out of here.
Hold on. This is why this is a simulation. So essentially, all the windows, that is essentially the backpack for humans.
Oh!
So she's in a backpack while the dog's in a backpack. Elon Musk, SpaceX, birds aren't real. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. January 6th, who knows?
What about January 7th?
What if 7, 8, 9?
It did. You did that to yourself.
I did that to yourself. Thank you for calling that. I did it
to
myself, yeah.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
I got to ask you a question. Is it cooler to heely into the room? Heely the shoots? Is it cooler to heely into the room before sex or after sex?
Before.
You think before?
Because hear me out. If you heely into sex and you then the girl's like, do you guys actually have sex after? The girl's really cool and she understands humor.
Okay.
But if you fuck and then she's like laying there and she's all like sweating. She's like, wow, that was really good. And then you heely out. Then she feels like violated. Like, you didn't let me know you're a heely guy before you fucked
no,
me.
No, I'm going heely out.
Out?
It's funny because if you lay it down, dope. But if you come quick, then you're like, gotta blast.
Oh, and then you blast twice?
Yeah.
If you say gotta blast right before you come, it's hilarious. I'm so sorry. Gotta blast.
Yeah.
And then you heely out. But if the after sex heely, are the shoes already on, or do you have to
put them back on?
That's bad.
That's a whole thing.
That's bad.
Yeah, but if you're trying to take them off pre-sex, them bitches heavy. You go to kick them off, and you break your goddamn chandelier.
If you have a chandelier in your bedroom, you have a dog in a plastic case. 100%.
Honestly, it's kind of hot. You know what I like is when
I know beds, you like this. I hate it.
Beds have like that. Like nope. It almost looks like a mosquito net.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. What is this? Do you have malaria, bitch?
Yeah, but you like to fuck women in like a casket.
It's hot. If you close it, barely breathe. Also, you know, a little fornication this weekend.
Couldn't talk to me.
Couldn't get the sandals off.
Couldn't get the sandals off?
Yeah, they're sandals. I mean, not whatever. The fucking open-toed. Are they sandals? No, not.
Like rainbow flip-flops?
No.
What do you mean the
sandals?
About
like Birkenstock style where it's like wrapped around the back?
No.
That's still sandals. A sandal. This should be the easiest thing in the world.
Here's an honest question before we delve into
snorkeling?
This.
Snorkeling?
No, funny. Before, if a woman walks in with snorkeling flip-flops, whatever they're called, here's what I'm saying.
You gotta get your ass eaten.
Oh, yeah.
Go down under.
What constitutes a sandal?
Any shoe that's convertible.
Open-toed and has straps attaching the sole to the foot.
Yeah, so then it's a sandal. But it was like a you know, like a ish, but like chunkier.
Okay. I think, are you thinking of like a
Birkenstock?
What do
you mean she couldn't get them off?
No. Say, type in like, let me see. No. They were more so the first picture you showed me, but they're way more emo. They were like big, like chunky.
Emo sandals?
But just sandals are just open toe shit. They were like, yes.
Like top left?
The one over. Not that specifically, but very close to that.
But how couldn't she get it off? Had it like a ball gag for a chain on there?
Funny! She tried. They were like stuck. Like it was like I don't know. She couldn't. And then I was man to the rescue. I couldn't get it off.
Oh, that's fine.
So then we just had the fornication with the sandals on. Hot. But then every time she stepped on the bed, I'm like, cool, Airbnb score lower.
Oh my God, dude.
Staying on the bed with shoes, can't
do
that.
I like blew out a damn blood vessel trying to take off. I had Nike Blazers on, a different pair that I hardly wear because they're too stiff. I hate breaking in shoes.
Yep.
But when it's the same thing, you're trying to fucking get undressed, it's hot. She's flicking her little sandals over there and you're like, come on!
There's nothing unhotter than trying to undress. Like, ever see like a girl like undress, but then like she's trying to get her like tight, like jeans, whatever, like over herself, and she's like struggling. Everyone's struggling. It's so
No. If everybody's struggling, hot, because you're both so horned up, you're like, I don't even know how to take off basketball shorts.
What's the passcode?
One time, this girl told me, she goes, basketball shorts are the sluttiest thing you could do. Like, we went in the hot tub and went and changed, and I was wearing normal clothes beforehand, and I put on basketball shorts and a t-shirt, and she's like, that's the sluttiest thing you could have done. I was like, basketball shorts? Fuck am I supposed to do? Put on overalls before getting in the bedroom?
Are basketball shorts dude lingerie?
Hold up. I'm hard. They're definitely... Oh, that's like kind of a slutty outfit. Like if you have a girl show up with like a big baggy t-shirt and she got like Yeezy slides on, that's like a pipe outfit.
Yeah, it's either...
It could have been a better term for that.
No, pipe outfit's fine.
Yeah, but like dick appointment outfit? Dick appointment lingerie?
Pipe appointment. Ooh,
pipe appointment.
Pipe appointment.
Ooh,
that's
title.
Fun to say. Pipe appointment is fun to say. But it's either like the way the girls dress for the airport is the same way they dress sometimes for the pipe appointment. But the pipe appointment has to be like maybe the third or fourth pipe appointment.
Well,
you can't show up on the first pipe appointment wearing pipe appointment clothing.
No, it's very... That's like one
I'm
where
like,
you're
this
like...
Because I'm like, play for the Lakers? What's happening? It would have been so much funnier if I didn't fucking slur Lakers.
But that's when it's like, you both know what's going on. You've either hung out before or the texts were...
My condom's already on before she shows up.
Yeah, where?
On my cock?
What?
What did you say?
I put it on my hands.
You...
I'm a seal. That was pretty good.
I was really surprised by that.
Wow. That was good.
It sounded like he had never actually done that out loud before, but he was confident he was going to make it.
Confidence is key.
Confidence is key. That's not like the main thing. You know, sometimes we get questions like, oh man, I can't get a date. It's like just fake confidence. Walk up to a woman.
But
give me your phone number.
Yes and no. But
don't do that.
But there's those guys that have too much confidence. Like, there was a guy on TikTok a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago. He was like, if I show up with my car, like, I'm stealing your girl. Do you remember this? Did anybody see this?
No, but I hate that person.
But his confidence was too...
Yeah, but he doesn't believe that.
Right, because what's funny is people went to his, like, Facebook and then found his, like, high school photos and be like, this you? And he's, like, some, like, nerdy white kid.
Of course.
I want to... Can you see if you can find that? I don't know. It was so bad that I was like, this has to be a character. But it was like, if I show up with me and my boy show up and you're talking to a girl at the bar, like she's gonna end up with me that night. But it has like those fucking Tate like subtitles on it.
But what he means is, Dad, please call me back. That's what he means.
Yeah. I'm gonna try
He's
to find
very
this.
Sad.
I have a confidence question for you guys while I look this up.
I have a question. So what are we?
Fair.
What? What just happened?
I said I'm gonna look this up, but I have a question for you guys.
Oh, I flipped it.
Hey, it's your
podcast. No.
That was the most alpha move I've ever seen.
No, I thought you were like, I'm going to look something up, then question. Confidence.
That was
confidence.
Fire.
Confidence is key.
I got a question, and Trip goes,
cool, I got one.
No, we're on the same. He airdropped me his question. I know what question he's going to ask.
I'm curious.
That was
now.
Fucking
maybe it is.
Sick.
Wait, so, what's your question? I don't even. I just want to know what happened with the Santa. How do we get to Santa Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What are we answering? What are we doing first,
Gabe?
All right, let's just do this one really quick. So I'm wondering, when a woman comes up to you and says, will you open this jar for me?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a method of preparation? Like, praying. What do you do? You're just praying.
No, I'm going all elbow grease or, but yeah, you just give it your all because there is stuff that does help, but it looks like very bitch. It's like run it under hot water or if you hit it with a knife on the top,
if that cracks it.
If a girl hands you a jar and your first impulse is to go into the Civil War drawer and take out a knife, you ain't getting pussy.
Well, you might.
Sir.
You might get a handy.
I'm going to start requesting handjobs.
What the fuck?
I just like them.
This man is 14 years old.
I think that's why I like them. That sounds so
wait,
bad.
But isn't a handjob?
You understand what I'm saying.
No, of course.
That's why I like the dry hump.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like you know, winter formal.
Well, it's also like your dick is your dick feels like it's behind a door and you're like, who's knocking?
Yeah.
Is that Cooter, my old friend? Yes, this guy. Hold on, but quick question.
Yeah.
Isn't a handjob a part of the foreplay that you're already getting? Or you better come and you're like, fucking get the
I request handjobs when I'm about to come, but I'm saying like I would like more I would like more handjobs than
per capita.
Funny, what does that word mean? Everyone pause.
Capital.
Good. January 6th.
Per like county lines. Per office. Per capita. Per capita is like the state. You're like there's 10 podcasters per neighborhood in Los Angeles per capita.
Yeah, you know as much of this term as I do because that's what I would have
what
said.
What does it mean?
You know what per capita
means. Oh, you don't know.
No, I know exactly.
What's the
you
definition?
Can't take a sandal off a girl's foot.
I try.
Per capita. What does it mean?
Essentially, it means like if there's a bigger population.
Bombing.
No. If there's a bigger population in California versus like a population like Arizona, you can, it's a statistical term.
Oh.
So you can make the math make sense because, of course, there's going to be more people that like subs in California because of more people.
Right.
So you have to break it out mathematically.
Yeah, yeah,
so per capita.
10 Californians versus 20 Arizonans.
Correct. Per capita, it's
Arizona. This guy.
All right.
But this is too much confidence.
This, okay. Can
also,
I?
Also, that's the most Florida background I've ever seen.
Can I be mean?
Sure.
Good. This guy is a 6.5. He hasn't seen his dad in a while. And the only reason he has all this faux confidence is he has no self-worth. Go ahead.
You haven't even watched the video yet.
I already 6.
know. 6.5 is also not bad.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Let's take you, for example, and me. And we both pull up and we go to your girl.
This guy talks like an IBM computer.
If you compared me to you, you're not going to win that battle. So
you've never been to the gym.
Hey, your girl's on lock. I got the key.
On lock?
Motherfucker.
Oh, dude, he's got the fucking outro. That's crazy.
This guy's
the
horrible.
The outro's the craziest part. Yo, film me staring off into the Pacific.
This is my impression of him.
Hey, your girl pulls up.
He's had sex twice in his life, and he paid for both of it.
My question to you is, when is confidence not key? That, what's too much? What's a version of that where you could have... Oh, I honestly think if you're just staring directly at a camera and you're talking about stealing somebody's girl, it's not going to be...
No, it's all fake.
Right.
It's all fake. This confidence is all fake. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Like,
when is confidence too much? Douchey?
What's the line? What's like a line of, oh, he had actual confidence, or it's like performative?
Well, the worst part is there's some girl somewhere in Santa Fe being like, oh, fuck, he's hot. That does it to me.
Yeah, but I think she has problems too, but I think that, no, but if really, yeah, she's not doing great.
It's a figurative woman that doesn't even exist. She's not doing great. Just imagine
if a woman looks at that gentleman and gets aroused,
yeah,
and you sit her down and you go, what's the arousal point, like point of arousal for them? I think maybe she's assuming that he has money, so maybe it's security. But there's no way that you look at that and you're like, that attitude's hot.
Right, but like in the same sense, I don't know, it's just like somebody out there is like...
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's somebody's type for sure.
For sure.
What was your question, Gabe?
No, we already got it. It's the fucking the jar.
Like for sure, get back to that. You're totally right. I think the jar thing. I think you go in with all the confidence in the world to try to open it and just... pray that you can open it. Mm-hmm. And then here's the key, everyone, and everyone can yell at me if you want. She goes, let me try again. Don't give it back to her. You open it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you gotta lie and be like, I loosen it up.
Yeah.
You open the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You open. That's actually a really funny sketch. Maybe you should do it. I know you hate that. But it's a really funny thing to, and then it just, you know, there's like 17 hours later, she's like, give it to me. You're like, no, I'm fucking sweating.
Because the problem is you only have one good spin before your like hand starts to hurt. So well, like you have to give it all.
That's not for everyone.
That I can give one real full effort to it. And then I'm like, this is it. I got to get a knife.
I'm opening the thing. But I would rather knife it than give it back. You're not getting it back. I'm taking my t-shirt. You ever use the shirt trick? The shirt trick works really well. Yeah. And I think the shirt trick is less bitch than the knife trick.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Unless you have your own knife. If you take out your own knife and go clank, 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 goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
Were you ever a knife guy? You ever have a knife phase where you just had a knife on you?
No, I wanted to be. I never carried a knife around. I'm not from Florida.
Yeah, it's a big Florida energy.
Yeah. I saw, what's that movie? Crocodile Dundee. And he's a big ass knife. I was like, I want to be him.
But that had like a...
Yeah, like a sheath, like a pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it called? Not a pocket. Sheath?
Sheath?
Sheath? Sheath underwear?
Sheath.
It's a sheath.
Knife? Yeah. A knife?
Sheath? S-H-E-A-T-H. Sheath.
Really?
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
I just had to write it out.
Did you do well in the spelling bees?
100%.
Yeah, I actually did. I was pretty good at it.
I think, Gabe, you got like really good grades, didn't you?
Until drugs.
Right. But you're up
until then.
That'll do it.
Both of the people, first of all, CTE. I looked over Jack. His eyes just closed.
He's having flashbacks of the spelling bee.
Yeah, didn't have
spell table. Q, fuck. I hated that fucking day. We all had to stand in line, like 20 kids, and then you each get a word. I would try to get out early. Try. I'm dumb. But then you could sit down. Fuck all this. Spelling bee? Dude, the spelling bee's on ESPN. Crazy to me.
Crazy.
Imagine pre-gaming that event. That actually sounds fun.
Imagine getting head after that.
This fucking winner?
Yeah. Like, you know how you were saying that some girls...
You spelled onomatopoeia. Yeah.
For real, though. You know how you're saying some women are attracted to that dude that we just saw?
Yeah.
There are some women that are super attracted to, like intellectual guys who can spell QAnon or whatever the fuck.
I can't.
I couldn't think of one word that's hard to spell.
But I think about that, and we've talked about this before. I think about that every time. No matter what the group, there's always the hot girl, the hot guy, right? On my college campus, they used to have Quidditch. And sure, I'd walk by and throw a Sprite at them and say, you fucking idiots. And say, magic's not real. Why? I'm a Slytherin pussy. No.
Why Sprite?
Burns. McDonald's Sprite? Oh, fuck you up. No, I never said anything, but it's by one of my classes. They're having the most fun. But you got to think that there was one guy on the team that, like, the girl was like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah, so then he leaned over and took a broomstick in the ass.
Honestly, look, that's how you find the Sorcerer's Stone. Same movie? Hopefully.
Is it?
Sorcerer's Stone is Harry Potter.
Let's go.
What's my precious?
Lord of the Rings.
That's a cock ring I want to use.
Hold up, I'm hard.
But every group has that. So there was a dude who went back to class on Monday, and she was like, wow, he knew how to spell symphony.
100%. Yeah. And he got topped off in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Speaking of topped off, what were we saying about this weekend? Was that a sandal thing, or there's no correlation?
Oh, yeah. I just couldn't get the sandals off.
Speaking of sandals, did you guys hear that a hotel manager got arrested for entering into a guest's room and sucking his toes?
That was me.
Wait.
Yeah, where were you?
How did that person not wake up?
I don't know.
Because they were too busy coming home from work.
There you go. There you go. Hotel manager.
What hotel? Holiday
Wait,
Inn.
Hold on. Wait. So he got charged with aggravated burglary and assault. I think there's a different word they could be using for this.
Yeah, they have to underline S.
Sorry, hold on. I got
sucking toes?
Yeah, he made a key card for this guest's room.
Yeah, I don't like that managers can, like anybody who works at a hotel can do that.
That's the universal key. Well, that's what you're talking about with the Amazon thing. Yeah. Like, well, yeah.
But now I'm like, should I be looking for GoPros in the middle of the toilet seat?
Where can you bring guns?
Places? Anywhere, actually.
Right?
Not legally.
You can't bring it on the plane, but you can check the shit. I gotta do pepper spray. Didn't we ever guess? Sam Morrell.
Yeah.
I think pepper spray is a good call just to leave in your luggage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been, and you've experienced too, there's been certain times you're like, it's late, you don't feel like DoorDash or whatever, and you're like, well, maybe you don't, but sometimes I'll like walk to a gas station like hella late, like by myself just to get whatever, and I'm in the middle of the country somewhere, and I'm walking around, I'm like, this is like not a good idea.
No.
And I don't have anything. No, dude, I remember walking GG. I'm like, what am I doing?
Dude, I remember a specific night when we were in Edmonton together for the comedy festival.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I walked to 7-Eleven. It was like two blocks away. I was like, I'll be good. But like,
why'd you do that? Why'd you walk to 7-Eleven?
Hey!
Why?
I wanted a puss pop!
Condom!
No, I wanted to push some cock. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, but was getting condoms. They were locked up. It was a whole thing.
Akon?
Locked up. Can't let me
That's
out.
All CVS now, by the way. Did you see San Fran CVS's?
Slim Jims were behind bars.
Everything.
Slim Jims. Hi. Can I get some Goldschläger and a Slim Jim?
Everything.
It's hilarious.
Hey, can I get some bobby pins? Open this.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like when you go to a gas station too late and then you got to talk through the glass and point what you want. Bitch, my true moo ain't in jail. Let me go talk to him.
Also,
let me in.
They never hear you.
No.
I'll have that. I'll have the orange flavor. Borns flavored? Yeah, dog. The Borns flavor.
They start pointing. Yeah. Oh, did you want that? And they're on the other side. Yeah. You want a Nerds, bro?
No, I want $20 on four. Like, cool. You want some Altoids? I will shoot through the glass. That's funny. Try to shoot through bulletproof glass is hilarious. You know how much you have to hate someone to try to shoot through bulletproof glass?
Well, it's like punching somebody in the face and they don't move. And you're like, oh, we're fucked now. Because you shoot the glass and the guy goes, okay. And then you're like, cops are probably going to be here pretty soon, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
When you shoot bulletproof glass, did it just like go through the glass and just get stuck? Or does it bounce
back
off?
At you. Ricochet. Yeah.
Does it ricochet? I think it gets stuck in there.
No, it doesn't get stuck.
That's kind of sick. Does it?
No, I think it bounces off.
Can people rob banks these days?
All the money's crypto. I don't know. Probably. I think it's all digital.
Right, but I feel like there's so much technology. Like, how do you rob a bank now?
Also, you
know, I'm asking. Google it.
But you know when you go like see like a Domino's car, there'll be a sticker on the side. It's like, driver doesn't carry more than $20.
Yeah, you do. I just gave you $30.
But this wouldn't work, but wouldn't you think banks would do that too? Like, we don't have more than $12. It's all digital.
Oh.
Like, if you were to rob a bank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always thought they had the vaults with the big spinners on it. They did back in the day.
I think they still do.
No.
Yeah.
Let's go rob one. Can't say that out loud.
You can. You definitely can. We're not gonna. But I'm just saying, I just feel like technology's at a fucking level where, like, you would have, it would be like Ocean's 11 to rob, like, a Bank of America. Like, it would be insane.
Yeah.
Like,
I think any crime. There's so many cameras everywhere.
That's true.
That when somebody robs a bank in this day and age, you're like, what are you doing?
Where do you go?
Just scam people on Craigslist like a normal person.
Exactly.
I told you my dad's friend tried to rob a bank when he was 14 and get away on a bike. Ohio. Did I never say this? My dad's showing me photos of one of his friends came to one of my shows and he sends me a photo that we took in the meet and greet that he sent to my dad. And my dad goes, yeah, that's my friend who robbed a bank on a bike when he was 14. That's your getaway?
Times have changed.
Put a stick in his spokes and watch him fall.
Also, you can hear him because his fucking poker card going brrrr as he's leaving. What did he rob the bank with?
I don't know.
A
Nerf football?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it is funny.
Try to rob a bank with a slingshot?
Oh, that's great. Do you ever have a slingshot growing up?
No, I wanted one
really?
So bad.
Dude,
Bart Simpson
had
one and I wanted to fucking annihilate my sister with it.
Oh, yeah. It had like a rest for like your forearm so you get extra pull on it. They were good. dude, Big Five growing up, that was my shit. Airsoft guns, slingshots.
God damn, my friend had a fucking, what are they called? Slingshot. We at the creek with marbles.
What about potato guns?
You ever potato had a guns potato are gun? Great.
Yeah, those are fun.
But my friend made one.
I've never even seen one in life.
My friend made well, some of them you put in. Are you talking about the ones where you put it,
yeah,
in,
you
the potato,
put it in the potato and then you can shoot out. It?
Like,
yeah,
an actual potato. This is a dumb question.
But my
like
friend made
potato?
One.
Yeah.
And you can look these up. People make these online. He made like a giant PVC pipe. You jam a potato in it. And then the bottom of it would have a barbecue starter. Uh-huh. And you spray Axe body spray in it. We had that shit on deck. Screw it up and you'd ignite it. And that shit would fly.
Holy shit.
Imagine getting hit by a Yukon.
A Yukon?
Potato.
You got gold? That's a real potato?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, I think it's
no idea.
Yukon gold.
I only thought they come in brown and sweet. There's other ones? Or Irish. Irish has potatoes too.
Mm-hmm. Irish Springs.
The small ones are so good. God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
What's the best thing you can do with a potato? Go.
Oh God, loaded.
Really?
What?
That's fatherless activities right there.
Loaded baked potato.
Yeah.
Sour cream.
It's good, but
butter,
like
butter, salt and pepper,
it gets lost.
Chives,
it gets
bacon,
lost.
Cheese.
You're what? Doing an ad read right now for potatoes. It's good. It's what's filling.
Sir.
It's filling.
What are you gonna do? Make fries?
Yeah.
Oh my
dude,
God.
Dude, curly fries from Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
I'd fuck one.
Curly
of those.
Fries?
You've never had those?
No, I have, but I didn't know we're getting circusy with it. You can make curly fries with it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying anything. I'm saying mashed potatoes all the way up to waffle fries, to curly fries, to loaded potatoes.
Latkes. Still, I'm still going loaded.
Latkes? Fucking.
What the hell is a latke?
It's like a potato pancake.
Oh, all right.
You know those.
Stupid. I've never had one of those.
Really?
No. A latke.
I don't know what the difference between that and a hash brown is.
Oh shit. That's what we forgot. Hash browns are so good.
Dog. Hash browns actually take the cake.
Wow. Do you like your hash browns softer or crunchier?
Crispy, soft in the middle.
Oh.
What? You know, with like Denny's, like they only cook one side.
They don't know what's happening.
No, they're on fucking house arrest.
For real?
How are you here?
They're making waffles with a gun.
They do reverse Uber Eats. They cook it at home and send it to Denny's.
Is a hash brown a tater tot?
What the fuck?
What the hell? Honestly, bro, you're fired. We need a new social media guy.
Tater Tots, its own LLC. It's its own business. It's its own ink. Tater Tots are fucking phenomenal too.
They're not hash browns?
They're mini hash browns. They're hash brown balls.
They got the same name.
You know what's so good is the hash browns from McDonald's.
Yo, yeah.
God damn it.
Those are. Did you ever make a sandwich with those as like the bread?
Yes.
Wow.
God damn it.
Yeah, I might go hash browns number one. Fries are great because you can just be mobile with them. You can't eat hash browns on the go. Actually, you can. McDonald's, you can.
McDonald's is a condom for it.
The McDonald's ones you can, but like when Denny's gives you like just a square plate, like fucking.
Yeah, that's wild.
Dude, Waffle House, so goddamn good. It's exactly what you never leave there being like, I hope it's good. It's just Waffle House.
It's
something about
good.
It.
And the grits there, are you kidding me?
It's phenomenal.
It's made with anger.
It's phenomenal.
Every woman there, you know how much sexual activity has happened in a Waffle House? Oh, I
think?
Oh, my God.
Where?
Everyone goes there at 3 a.m, drunk as shit bathroom. You know how many times a fucking truck driver was conceived in a Waffle House bathroom? I think all of them.
Every time they came, they went, wah, wah.
That's where they come from.
That is true.
Yeah.
But it is funny because at like 3 a.m. on Saturday, it's like this crazy girls gone wild crowd. Fast forward 9 hours and the church crowd is like, he has risen.
My dick.
Yep.
What's the best fast food breakfast?
McDonald's.
Yeah, I think so.
But like, what's
McGriddle. And if anyone goes against me, I will break every camera in this room.
I think McGriddle is phenomenal. But if I want like a full meal, I'll just get like the back of my fucking non-gluten days. You just get like there's like a pancake breakfast meal. It's like $4.99, but it comes with everything. Huh? What are you fucking talking about? Stop looking at me like that.
I understand. No, that it's good
it
too.
It comes with everything.
But it's but
the pancakes.
But a McGriddle's best because it takes what you're talking about. It slams it on a fucking sandwich.
You know, McGriddle doesn't come with egg in it.
Yes, it does.
Does it not?
It does.
It shouldn't. I feel like that's weird that it would come with egg in it.
No,
it always comes with egg.
Should.
In it. What?
The McGriddle's the one with the sauce, the maple in the bread, right?
Yes.
That shit.
Does it come with egg?
Yes.
Because one time I ordered it and it didn't have it, and I was livid. And then my friend was like, "Yeah, they don't come with that."
Well, your friend is dumb and in jail.
Yeah, it does come with egg.
It comes with egg.
Never mind.
And you can get with sausage or bacon.
Ah, God, that sounds great.
Where are you going? Sausage or bacon in a McGriddle?
Sausage.
You have to.
More real estate.
100%.
More land. More per capita. Dude, yeah. When it comes to fast food, I go sausage.
I don't like bacon.
I love bacon from a good place, but bacon from fast food tastes like it was 3D printed.
It really does.
And then somebody who was chewing on bacon sneezed on paper.
Still good. This is why I don't like bacon in things. Let me take a step back. I like bacon not in things. Bacon alone, insanely good.
What do you
good.
Mean, like in things? Like bacon bites?
If they put like bacon, like I don't like, this is you, everyone's yelling at me. I don't like a bacon burger.
When there's bacon in the meat or like separate?
On this, like
as
on
a
it.
Topping.
Yeah, like
lettuce,
topping.
Bacon on top of
it. I just think it gets lost
like a,
in it.
I do like a, yes, I do like a BLT though. Mm-hmm. Is that crazy?
No.
That's the only bacon in a thing that I like. Bacon bits are fine. I just feel like it fucks up the flow of a sandwich.
Well, it's just a restaurant's way of getting more money. It gets lost with the patty, but they're like, you want to add bacon?
It's not balanced. Like the consistency, like you eat a burger and you go right through it at the same consistency. And then you eat it and the bacon's in there and it's like a speed bump for your teeth. Get out of there.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
If it's good bacon. Yeah. I had a burger over the weekend and the bacon leaned out over the sides.
Okay.
And that was nice because you take a little bite of the bacon and like,
on the side. Yeah.
That shit was great. With a good pickle, a good dill. Fuck.
I've hated on pickles for so long. I actually went to a store. No, I didn't. I did Instacart, but I went to a store. I don't go to stores anymore. I went to a store.
Whoa!
I hate grocery shopping. It's so much easier just to go on a fucking computer and be like, yes, send.
Yeah, but sometimes, every time I do it, it's like you get what you wanted with an asterisk.
That's true.
Because a lot of times you're like, hey, I'm gluten-free. Please get this. And then they're like, these are your chicken nuggets covered in bread you wanted. And you're like, no, but close. Yeah. You know, but, you know.
Yeah. So.
But sure, I agree. I hate going to grocery stores.
Hate it. Terrible. Unless there's benches. Sometimes there's benches.
Always.
I mean, what's happening?
Unless you go to Ralph's.
Well, yeah. Those aren't people. So what I was saying is, I've been hating on pickles.
Yeah.
But my brother, when I went to Tampa, he made me a sandwich with pickles on it, and it was so fucking good.
Phenomenal.
Dude, the amount of time I hate on pickles on sandwich on this show, I apologize for every action I've ever made. It's my point is I bought pickles.
Slice or whole? Like spears?
Slice. Yeah. But I've been putting them on sandwiches, but here's the other thing. I've just been kind of putting them on the side.
Yeah, you don't have, you take a bite with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making like rice and like.
This is new to you? Rice. Rice and pickles is crazy.
No.
Seek help.
No.
Rice and pickles is weird.
Really?
What else is in the rice?
But that's not it. You know, let me finish. I have chicken thighs, rice, and rice, and then I have pickles, and then I go right to prison. It sounds bad when I say
you're like,
it out loud.
You didn't let me finish, and then all I said was just chicken.
I know, but it's like, it's a little different.
On the side, I guess. I don't know why, but like, it's just with bread. It's good with bread. Sandwiches, burgers.
I just like because it's cold. And you got, it's a little chunky.
You know
chunky,
what I hate
crispy?
Is when a pickle's not fully a pickle yet. Still in that cucumber phase.
Huh.
Fucking grow up.
I don't know what you mean.
But you've never gotten a pickle and it tastes too much like a cucumber? It hasn't been pickled long enough?
No. I also am not a pickle connoisseur.
You're new to the pickle game.
I'm new to the pickle game.
Mm.
I used to eat do you like olives?
Love them.
Fuck.
Dude, there's these ones at, sorry to interrupt.
No,
there's these ones at Trader Joe's and they're like smoked. Olives, they like they taste like they got off a grill.
Like Mulberries?
American Spirit. But they fucking rip. They're so good. There was something that like my mom had. I was like, sure, I'll have one of these. And I was like, yo, hold up. Stealing it.
Everything in Trader's is so good.
It is. The parking lot, who made that? A
four-year-old
on Adderall? What,
I hate it.
Yeah.
They got everything there, though. They really do. They got great olives.
Great
they got great pickles. They got bit.
Has anybody, and the answer is yes, but has anybody like successfully, and I want a female's perspective on this, would you enjoy getting hit on at Trader Joe's?
No.
Where is a adequate place to get hit on? Bar, yeah, but like if you're trying to have a girls' night, no. Yeah, but like, but if, right. is it the gym?
No.
Is it Trader Joe's?
It's not that. You know what is interesting? Because every place seems like not a good place.
Well, here's the thing: if you're a decent looking dude and you come in with charm and something that's not the worst thing you read off of a fucking Snapple lid, something a little original.
Yeah, you're like, I'm about to per capita that pussy.
That would work. I think if you come in and you have a look to it and you happen to be that girl's type without you knowing it, any place works.
Yeah.
But the problem is,
I think you just walk up to a girl and be like, "Does this work?" I think it could be funny. Excuse me. Yes. Does this work?
And you just
where are you at?
Gesture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is this okay?
Can I hit on you? Maybe that.
Excuse me.
Do you mind if I hit on you real quick?
Yeah,
I think that's
kind
of funny.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I think if you say anything sort of silly, I think it works.
Right.
Yeah.
I think to answer your question, I think it's places where, like, all right, I'm coming to a place where, like, I'm proud of, like, I put effort into my outfit. Like, I look good. I feel good. So, like, maybe, like, a brunch type situation or, like, going out.
But
like,
a brunch type situation is kind of nerve-wracking because they're with, like, a 300 women.
Yeah.
Those dudes that can walk up to the table and there's six women How do you do that? And they always, like, you sort of get roasted a bit. Like, oh, this? Yeah, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Because like, half the table's giving side eyes, being like, oh, God, this guy.
Yeah, because they're upset they're not getting talked to.
The friend is staggered behind them.
Yeah.
He doesn't say a word. And just like, I fucking hate going out. Just so stupid.
It's so awful. Leave me alone. Also, leave me alone. But also, I like to talk. Like, here's the thing. I'll be the first one to admit it. In a group setting, it's not my strongest atmosphere. One-on-one, when it's silent, great. I'll give myself 10 out of 10. But a group thing, what the fuck's happening? It's so loud.
You do well in a group setting, you're a whore.
Hey, God, what? They're like, what'd you say? I'm like, hey. They're like, bae? Okay. What's your name? Game? I fucking kill you in front of everyone.
What do you guys do when you like make eye contact?
Make eye contact?
With like a random girl. Like, say you're like grocery shopping and like you look at them and they look at you. Do you look down right away? I always feel like I look down.
I might double take. I might look away, then look back. And if they're still looking, then I'm like, I don't know if that happens a lot.
I have two things. If I'm actively trying to make them have eye contact, I'll do something. But if I'm just looking.
You look over and she's just looking at you.
Oh, I look down immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like I do this a lot. I look and I'm like, as I stretch it a bit, like, you know what I mean?
It's a back of a water jug? Yeah. Okay, still water. Good. H2O. All right. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Whoa. Yeah. There's two O's. Yeah. Crazy.
I don't know the last time I went to, I don't know.
I don't know how to do it anymore. I lost it.
Well, I think society doesn't.
Yeah. I know how to talk over like an app,
you know,
and then meet up and then have like a drink. I mean, obviously I've bombed dates before, but like, I think I'm pretty good at that. But the going out, be like, all right, 1, 2, 3 bitches and go out.
Oh, dude.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Unless a girl will walk up to me and be like, hello, pussy. Like,
oh, yeah. When the boys go, let's take a lap. That's just three dudes following each other about to do the fucking human elephant. What is it? Human centipede?
Human centipede.
Edit it better. Make it sound good. But you know what the modern day version of that is I've gotten a DM said, hey, was that you at blank grocery store? I think I saw you. It's not in person. What's all the TikToks? There's a hot guy working at this coffee shop. Internet, do your thing. He's in front of you. Fuck the internet. Fuck him.
Also, do your own goddamn research.
It was funny.
I'm working at H&R Block. Now I got your fucking homework?
Yeah, I'm just doing a little task rabbit. Okay, where is he?
Okay, Florida.com. How do you even find somebody? First of all, the person who finds that person needs to work for the CIA.
Right.
How do you just look at TikTok and be like, okay, must find, and then just start Googling?
You know, I thought it was weird that when you get an Amber Alert, they don't tell you when they find the kid.
That's true.
They don't do a follow-up.
We got it.
I need some closure.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, we got the guy. I'm like, fuck yeah. All right. But just startles us. And then we're like, oh, what? And then you're like,
Funny idea. But I will say, though, first of all, how do you respond to an Amber Alert? Do you text back?
I don't think you can.
I never even look.
Oh, there's probably a number. Like, call here.
Is there?
Yeah, there's got to be.
I would like it just, yeah, but what I'm saying is if I hit the fucking alert and I get to text the thing, I'm like, oh, I know where he is. He's in the back of a Wawa or whatever. Mm-hmm. If I do that, then give me closure. But But
well, if you find it, but I'm just saying, like when they send it out to the masses and everyone's like, oh, God, get it, and your phone's blown. You're like,
yeah,
let us know if they find the guy.
You know what would be so funny?
Give me some closure. Don't just leave me on scene.
You know what would be so funny, dude? You know what would be so funny? I never thought about this. You know when you're in a place and everyone gets Amber Alert? If you just look at your phone and you go, oh, fuck, and just start running, it'd be the funniest fucking thing.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
What is this?
Have you guys seen the guy? This is, he's like the best in the world at Google Maps.
Oh, no. I'm so excited, though.
What does he do?
So he, what he does is he can pick up any little photo of a Google Earth thing, and he can tell you exactly where it is in like 2 seconds.
Really?
Oh, I have seen this guy.
Oh, please play. Let's keep going.
Wow, nice. Columbia. Wow.
How?
This guy's never touched a woman in his life.
But he knows where they are.
Keep going.
Dude, this is terrifying.
What? Hold on, what's that?
It's a game. It's called GeoGuessr.
More north. NA, probably north of Seoul. Nice it was. This is going to be just South Korea.
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
He's just going around. He went around 12 different cities.
Yeah.
So what he's doing, just based on the look of a room?
Based on the look of a road, the foliage, the plants, the
foliage
fucking...
is crazy word for plants.
Yeah. Yeah, just say plants, dude. Chloroplast? Sure.
Show you that foliage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Because if I post like one Instagram story, he's like, oh, cool, Trevor's in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
But huh?
But not Santa Monica. The address that you're at in Santa Monica.
Right.
I need that for G-spots.
Where is it? God.
I'll say this. I'll say it 1,000 times more. If you don't know where the G-spot is,
ask.
You're an idiot.
You ask.
No.
Say, excuse me.
Open it up and use your eyes. It's a button.
The G-spot?
The clit, I mean. Sorry. Fuck. My bad. My bad.
This guy's never had sex. Crazy.
My bad. Dude, G-spot, open it up.
Where is it? Knock, knock.
Yeah, you could just play Operation with G-spots. Yes, yes, no, yes, no, yes. There it is. Found it. Now rub it until I fucking come on your sheets. If I was a girl, that would be me. No, yes, no, yep, there we
but
go.
But I think
rub.
That's... Yeah.
I think I've never had sex with like an older woman, but I bet you it's like that. No, 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 yes, faster. Yep, there, yeah. Slower.
And she didn't say
good.
She's about to come. She goes, it's climax time.
Yeah, I don't think she says that. I think she goes, it is done. And then she goes, makes you a fucking cheese sandwich.
The meatloaf is sufficient.
Meatloaf is so good. Underrated. It is. I want to take 2 pieces of meatloaf and put a hamburger in there.
Put a hamburger in there?
And use this as bread.
I thought you were going more sexual when you started talking about meatloaf.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going.
Like a loaf? Yeah.
One of the worst names of food ever, though. A meatloaf.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Loaf of bread? Nope, meat.
Just meat and you cook. Oh.
Mama, what are you cooking? Meat, but a loaf.
I just realized that.
You just realized what meatloaf was?
A loaf of bread. It looks like a loaf
but
of bread.
Meat.
You cut it and put meat.
Yeah.
Just realized that right now.
God.
What's the most sexy, like, if you're going to go on a date.
Turducken.
Good. So, Gabe, you have any questions?
What are you saying?
No, I'm saying, like, if you were, okay, here's a better question.
Yeah.
If you're on a date with a girl, right, what is a thing that she can order that you're like, ooh, I'm finna get vagina tonight?
Do you have an answer?
I sort of mentioned it when we were talking with the girls got to eat thing-ish. I think when the bartender is like, do you guys want another round? And oh, then yeah, she yeah. goes, and then she like looks at you, she goes, yeah.
Oof. I'll take a double.
Oh, that's, if she looks at you and goes, yeah, and then I'll take a double?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you'll be fucking the ass in a goddamn Burger King bathroom in 18 minutes. Holy Toledo.
What's the hottest thing a girl could order at a restaurant?
A cucumber, unsliced, and just starts deep-throating in
What do you do
if she, that's wild.
What do you do if she goes, I'll take the T-bone, rare. You're getting pegged that night.
Oh, yeah.
Pegasus.
Or she's like a fucking golden retriever.
What's the correlation between getting pegged and a Pegasus? Is it because they have a horn?
Is a Pegasus even the horn thing? Isn't that a unicorn?
What's a Pegasus?
Is there a difference between a Pegasus and a unicorn?
What's the one with half man, half horse?
Oh,
Centaur.
What is it?
Centaur.
Centaur.
What's the hottest thing a girl can order as a meal? I think it's nachos.
What the fuck?
What type of Philly fucking unemployment answer is that? You haven't seen your dad in 12 years. He's been in jail.
That's the most Dave and Buster's answer I've ever heard in my life.
That's wild, dude.
I thought he was going to say a chopped cheese.
Nachos is fucking crazy.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking dumb.
Do you know what's
fuck.
On nachos, you dumb idiot?
What part is hot? Is it the finger looking after? Is it the crunch? Or is it the baby have a little bit of refried beans on your cheese?
Yeah, I mean, dude, we're talking about beans, meat, fucking
jalapenos.
Think
about fucking after that.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, but we're sharing. We're like licking each other's fingers.
Licking each other's fingers.
We're scooping. We're scooping. We're,
oh my
we're
God.
Dipping it in
motherfuckers
cream
on a date with a golden doodle. What are you talking about? Licking each other's fingers.
I see the angle.
I don't even see the angle.
You don't see a little bit of like the, no, I don't either.
It's nachos.
I see if you're sharing, like it's the Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where the noodles connect.
Yeah.
You ever seen somebody do that in person? I would fucking kick their table.
I would. And be like, y'all are related.
I would come in from the side and just try to get a little bit of the noodle. That's insane. You're going to have.
Can you call an Amber Alert on somebody? Yeah.
I think those are people who are about to fuck in a car. Those are people who are about to fuck in a Nissan Altima directly after. I don't see that leading to seductiveness.
No, that leads to spousal abuse. That's fucking terrible.
I mean, mine's not any better. It's like watching her like twirl pasta. I'm like, fucking what?
But pasta and nachos are so like it's like an unhot food.
Well, what's
like
your
the
answer?
Way you feel? You know what I mean? I don't really like.
Of course.
So a girl like so a woman that would. I mean, I guess there's two answers, right? It's either she orders something that's super light because she's like, we might as well do some fucking, you know? Because yeah, I think in my head, if a girl orders side of meatloaf, you
I
ain't getting no pussy.
Dude, I took a girl on a date to a steakhouse. We both had steaks, and I was like, this is terrible.
Terrible.
The food is phenomenal, but you're both like walking out of like, unbuttoning your belt, and you're like, what, are we going to fuck after this or just play rock, paper, scissors?
You know what's it's fucking tryptophan's in the goddamn way. You're not fucking.
Well,
ew.
It just was like
meat sweats.
But you're like, they keep bringing out sides, and you're like, oh, this is. You really should have just stuck to pretzels and maybe an IPA.
Yeah, I mean, that's why getting drinks is the fucking best because both of you guys are fucking starving. You're shaking a bit. You don't have to fuck that much.
But like, take the fucking out of it. Which food is like that's hot that she's eating it like that?
I'm sticking with like angel hair pasta, twirling it up with a knife.
Yeah.
Not a knife. That's insane behavior.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I'm tired from fucking. No, but like, I think with a fork, kind of twirling it up is like, she's like listening to you tell a story because I'm a great storyteller.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm hurt told. But maybe that, I don't know. What's your answer? You'd probably do like Szechuan short ribs, you fucking maniac.
Here's the thing. Short ribs is not a bad, like ribs, not a bad answer.
I think french fries can be kind of hot.
Hold on, hear me out. The ribs are not, because there's like barbecue, you maybe would like help her out with like a napkin, and then you can see her just suck bones.
Dude, I had a crowd work clip.
I
never posted
of bones
it.
Is so wild.
But in Atlanta, this couple met at a Buffalo Wild Wings, and I was like, oh, yeah, what'd you take there? So you see how she takes the, you know, the old meat off the old bone? And the fact that the crowd didn't go insane,
yeah,
I was like, that. To prove the point, I'll upload it next week. If you see it, comment, meat sucky sucky. I think kind of a french fry could be hot. If she eats it like this.
Oh, God.
Give me something shaped like a french fry. Let me see your cock.
Yeah, cock. Yeah, that's what I did. You made me do it.
But there's something. Is there any.
There we go.
Ooh, I caught it. But like if she eats it.
That was the most unathletic thing. Yeah, oh, I caught it.
Of course, dude. But if she eats like this and kind of like plops in her mouth, like no, two hands like this.
Absolutely
she,
not. She goes, if you eat fries like that, first of all, you have hepatitis.
Been had.
Oh, I?
No, but like if she kind of like is looking at you and like pops in her mouth.
No.
Why? Why
if
not?
You eat.
Get on board.
Dog. Dude,
you
want to be. I want to be.
Watch a girl fucking finger blast a loaded baked potato before that?
If a girl ordered a loaded baked potato and started fingering it as I'm telling her a story.
Well, she has to leave because she has a shift at Arby's in 4 minutes.
Great. I think that's hot. You like fucking curly fries. You'd love that woman.
Oh, I would.
Yo, beef and cheddar? That would get fucked.
You guys are missing the most obvious one.
Hold on.
Wait, what were you about to say?
I want to just get back to this fry thing. If she ate fries like this, like they're M&M's.
You don't think that's hot?
It's weird.
No, like just kind of staring at you. Okay, you guys are like, just kind of like a, like I picture like a Pulp Fiction type woman.
That's the hottest meal. I'm saying like that scene where she comes back and she's like, oh, I love when food
picture
comes
this.
Back because
4 p.m. in a diner, your car broke down. I don't know why, but
why is
you,
it so early?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you were on a road trip somewhere. Car breaks down. You see a local diner. It's 4 p.m. Sun's starting to set. It's the summer. It's not summer anymore.
It. Winter.
Right? Yeah. And she's just kind of looking at you like, I guess we're here now. She's just listening to you say some dumb story about your dog.
Yeah.
I don't know why it came out. Sorry.
That's okay.
But, and then she's like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A little fucking.
Yeah, I understand. A little flick flick.
I almost choked on this.
I know.
I would not have a good
day. High remover. I would have. Remover. All right, guys.
Why are doctors not called that? What's the hottest thing a woman could eat for you? Beef stroganoff.
I said ribs. I think ribs are hot.
Sticking with it?
Because you can like, because a woman nibbling on something that's sort of phallic is hot. Like this. And then she got a little barbecue sauce. You're like, oh, shit. Tony, come here. Tony.
Did you just forget my name?
No.
The girl's name is Tony in his dream scenario.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's so many other woman names.
No, you can do T-O-N-I.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Thank you. The, any, like, Joey, Tony, Matt.
Bruce. Zach, Corbin.
Dude, if you brought a girl back and her name was Matt, that's so funny. I mean, I would be very on board. I'm sure she's cool, but Matt's hilarious for a girl.
Yeah. So you said nachos, asylum. Gabe, what would you say?
Yeah.
Cigarettes?
Well, there's two answers. The first one is I don't know if it counts, but it's a milkshake.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
That's
drinking
good
on a milkshake. She takes the cherry out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
I didn't think about that. That's too hot. What's like a food?
Bowl of soup.
What the
what
fuck?
What in the fuck?
Watch her blow on it?
Yeah, imagine this, right? You're coming in a cold night, going in a nice warm dinner. She orders a bowl of soup, picks up the bowl with her hands like this, starts slurping the soup out of the bowl.
What the hell is wrong with both of you? A bowl of soup?
A bowl of soup.
I thought
what,
maybe
is she a fucking orphan? What is this?
Yeah, it's not soup. It's porridge for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and
crazy.
She looks at you and she goes, another spoonful, sir.
Yeah. Fuck it. Can you imagine a woman being like, hey, can I get a fucking pumpkin soup
with
her stupid hands? And she definitely goes to the gym. She has calluses all over. She's been fucking pulling corn out of the ground since she was 3 years old and just drinks it like a fucking Wolverine.
Lost me with the this part.
Yeah, you pick it up and she's like, oh, this feels, I'm so warm now. Like,
oh, God, get a heater.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, get a life. Get a fucking house, you homeless idiot.
I think if you guys are eating soup together and she's like blowing on it, like cooling it
down.
That's hot.
That's hot. With a spoon, I'm on board with that. She takes you. Like,
what if she does that and it's with a fork? Do you have the heart to tell her?
Yes.
It's just falling through.
And she doesn't realize because she's a robot.
God, I want some ramen. Ramen's great. You like ramen?
I love ramen.
So good.
Should we get that for lunch?
We should.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Fun.
Ramen's
with a pickle.
Great.
I can't believe you had rice and a pickle. That's
rice, pickle, and corn and chicken. I make a bowl on my plate. Does that make sense?
So you use a flat bowl. So you use a flat earth meal.
Do we know that the earth is not flat?
No.
All right. I just want to put it out there. We don't know. I just want to say that. Anyways. But so I'll make a meal with like different stuff, you know, pickles, rice. And like 2 to 3 chicken thighs, depending on how fucking freaky I feel.
Yeah.
And then I'll cut the chicken thighs up, and then I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to turn this bitch into a bowl. And I just mash it all together.
What makes that a bowl? There's no separate space?
Oh, right, but you know how if you order like a KFC bowl or like a bowl, like from, you know, a bowl, like a bowl from a
KFC
restaurant?
Famous Bowl is so underrated.
Oh, thank you.
It's so phenomenal.
Good. It's so good.
The corn comes in with the sweetness.
Yeah.
Everything else is salt.
Oh, but you know what I mean, really though? Good. Like, everything's like in a bowl. So you like mash it together. It's like, so every bite has something in it.
Okay.
That's why. So I sort of do that, but on a plate.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Makes total sense.
Yeah. Blew my mind that you said you didn't like kava. I was like, you're an idiot.
I changed my mind on it.
It's great.
I changed my mind on it.
I changed my mind on a Sweet Green. That's a fucking heater of a place.
Is Sweet Green the salad place or the place you can order beef?
Chipotle? What do you do at Chipotle when they're ringing up your bowl? You know you got double meat.
Yep.
But the other person handed off. Different person ringing you up.
I hear you.
And they go, what did you get again? And now you're on the stand. And it feels like there's a jury waiting for you to answer.
Yep.
Do you tell them double chicken?
100%.
Yeah.
I can't not. I feel like a fucking scoundrel. And then I feel like if I do that, then right. I'm going to get hit by a FedEx truck in a day and a half.
Also, I feel like the guy who did the chicken scoops, although he's not present, I think he's listening to be on site, to be like, oh, really?
Right. Yeah,
I think they're doing double.
You know, I know we've talked about this tipping thing for years, and I know we have to get going, but I was in Des Moines, and I went to the same coffee place like 4 times in a row. And when I got everyone's stuff, you know, come out to be whatever amount of money. And then the tip was like 15%. So that tip actually makes sense because it's like $3 or whatever, right? And I'm like, okay, that's a fair tip. But when I went alone last day, I got just a coffee and the tip was 15%, but it was like 40 cents. And I felt so weird being like, here's your 40 cents. Where are you at? Do you just make it be a dollar or do you do the percentage?
I just pick the middle option, whatever it is.
So you don't look at, because you're right, because usually it says the percentage doesn't really give you the total of the tip. But this system, I hit 15% and it was fucking like 40 cents. I feel like an asshole. Is that fine? Is that
no? Because
okay,
I think you're just being a normal member of society. You're hitting a button.
Yeah, I just
if you hit none, then you're worse.
Yeah, I just think in my head anything under a dollar,
do a custom tip or something. Other.
A second.
We do like other.
I should have done other is what I'm saying. Because I remember when I used to work for a golf course and I would like take the bags off and put the bags on like the golf cart. People would like not tip me or give me like change. And I'm like, dog, keep your keep your 75 cents. I need paper money. Yeah. It's got to be minimum paper. If you're handing
making
me nickels,
so much more money with digital than they are with cash tips.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you need to feel bad on the coffee shop because think about how many more people they're seeing in an hour than if they were a restaurant server. It's just like, and that's tip money that they weren't getting a couple years ago. So that 40 cents just adds up a bunch of times over an hour.
Damn,
like,
oh, do you think some of those coffee places are bagging out? Because that's actually a really fair point that these people, the coffee house.
I think they're making a lot more tips than they used to.
Well, I don't think they used to. Oh, you're right.
Well, the only interesting part is I don't know how they split it up. Because
I think it's the pull house.
But so they just go through like, okay, out of the last month. Because when I worked at a frozen yogurt store, yes, I worked at a frozen yogurt store. Fuck with me, dog. We had a tip jar. And then at the end, the tip jar was a frozen yogurt cup. You pour it on a table and you go, dollar here, dollar there. And you break it up, you split it down the middle. Yeah. But when it's all digital, are they just added up for the shift or for the week or for the month?
I think it's for the shift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think the shitty part about those tips is it's incorporated in your check, so it's getting taxed.
Oh.
That's what's bullshit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, there'd be days when I would just have a pocket full of quarters, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm about to do so much laundry tonight.
Dude, I would make all that tip money on that golf course and still steal money.
Michael, would you be the guy who would like clean the clubs before anyone asked so you'd get that tip?
Yeah,
you know
course.
When the guy comes up and starts cleaning it right away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'd do anything to be like, hey, I'm doing like a service, whatever. Because there's some days like on a tournament or like just a busy day, you make like for real money. Because you have like, you know, whatever, 100 people, 100 different carts going in and out. Like, you know, people, you know, some people give you $10, $20, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you make a decent amount of money. Yeah.
That's true.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
All right, guys. It's that time. Are you ready to get into some sock talk?
Let's do it.
Do you love me?
We have a submission here from Aya, and they say,
AI,
would you...
I thought that was a robot. Good night.
AI, I thought he played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Allen Iverson, legend.
Such a legend.
They say, would you rather always be slightly cold or always slightly have the urge to pee?
Cold.
Cold. Slightly having to pee is the most annoying feeling ever.
I had it this morning.
I have it sort of right now.
Well, I hate it when you're like, you're not awake, but you're not asleep, and you're only slightly up because your bladder's like, hey,
it's so annoying.
Hey, let me out.
Here's the problem with my situation, my current situation, is Gigi sleeps in her crate. So if I get up, she hears me, and then she goes, hell yeah, time to get up. And then I have to pee and then take this fucking idiot out to pee. And then when I do that, I'm up.
Yeah.
And normally, you know, it's like if it's like 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning to pee, I don't want to get up at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's, then I have to, then I'm like being a cat burglar in my own home. I'm like trying to tap dance. I'm trying to like just like, what is it called? Yeah.
Tiptoe
to the bathroom. Never works because I don't know. A dog can hear good. I don't know if you mentioned, I don't know if you knew that. So
it
annoying.
Would just be too weird to go back to sleep.
What do you mean?
After you take her out?
Well, I've done it one out of 100 times, but like, sure. I don't know about you, but like once I'm like up and I've like seen the sun and like
outside for five minutes trying
to walk the dog or walk the dog, then I'm like up.
Yeah, I think you should have to get rid of her. No, I get that. That's so, the one thing I love about cats. Yeah. Motherfucker, just litter box. Do it now.
Dua Lipa. So let's walk ourselves through this real quick before we just jump off this topic. Being a little cold all the time, you know, like airplane cold when you're like, I'm not freezing, but I'll kill myself. I can't operate.
Even if you put on a jacket, you're still a little cold.
Well, I think that's the thing.
But think about for stage, you're never hot.
That's nice. But then you're always kind of cold. That's weird.
But you can wear a Montclair up there.
But I think you're always a little cold.
Damn. But think about this. On stage, always need to pee.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Every comedy club. Put a bathroom in the green room. Dog, I was peeing peeing and shitting at a pizza place next to the place. I had to get my videographer to come and watch the door. You know why? No lock. So you ever have a pre-show shit? Yeah, you have every goddamn show.
Yeah.
At the
comedy club or the pizza place?
I would have to have him watch the door at the pizza place because there was no lock on the pizza place door. It was a single bathroom, but no lock.
Oh, because you don't want to use the comedy club one?
I didn't want to do the comedy club thing. There's always someone in line or in the bathroom. It's just so weird. Like, hey, I'm about to see you.
Yeah.
I'm shitting.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what's so fun about like the improv every night. You're like just peeing. You're like, oh, no, I'm out of this.
Yeah. God. Was there any point to that? No, I think we answered that. But I do think both were super annoying, and I think it's pretty close, but I think I would pick a little cold. Because if you have to pee, it's like I can't live my life like that.
Yeah.
I think I can leave my life a little cold.
Have you ever tried to like have sex while you like decide like, all right, let's just have sex, but would you kind of have to pee a little bit?
But I think
probably.
Whenever I'm horned up, yeah, the answer is yes, but whenever I'm horned up, the pee just goes away.
Yeah.
Just like everything
semen
else.
Semen takes over.
For sure, dude. I could have fucking hepatitis A through B.
It's only the two of them.
They could be A2, A3.
Sure. Yeah.
Like those homework questions growing up, your teacher would be like, you have three problems. Like, fuck yeah. It's like 3A, 3B, 3C. You fucking bitch.
I remember that.
Dude, they would sneak those in there.
You should go to hell for that.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Girlfriend's like, how many people have you slept with in your life? One. You, babe. 1A, 1B, 1C.
Fuck.
1D, One Direction. Great band.
What do you say?
Harry Styles is good.
He's hot. What do you say? Has a girl ever asked you like, how do we word this properly?
Like, how many people have you been with?
No, like after sex, should be like, she's like, wow, that was really good. Like, how was it for you?
No.
Really?
Or it'd be like, no, but there's a lot, oftentimes like a sentence that is said where it's like, she'd be like, oh, that was so fun. That felt great. And then you're and then a normal person would be like, yeah, I agree. That was also great.
Yeah,
instead of just like, I dap myself up in that moment. I'm like,
Yeah, like there's just been a couple times where
A through B.
A couple times where it was like, wow, that was so good. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. She's like, and I would like agree, but then she would like ask me how it was. And I'm like, you want me to get
she's
like,
virgin.
You want me to write you like an essay? I don't know.
What do you mean? Like she's like, how was that for you?
Yeah. I'm like, and then I'm like,
therapist?
Really good. Fucking great, man. Whoa. Yeah, whoa, dude, mm-hmm. Fucking head game. Crazy. Whoa. All right. Back to class.
There you go. Full circle. You're a substitute teacher at DeVry University.
You're getting hit. DeVry? DeVry? Are you kidding me?
Whoever watched those commercials and was like, I might feel a little bit of pep in my step now. Dude, ITT Tech?
ITT Tech and DeVry. Are those the first like pre-COVID Phoenix over University? Zoom?
Dude, I don't think they're real.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're tax write-offs.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, you do that and then you're just becoming, you're getting QAnon.
That's probably.
Not that probably. Or work at
like Quiznos.
God, you ever see a DeVry commercial and be like, oh, I wonder how Trump won. All right.
What's the next question?
Yeah, we got one more sock talk before we get into the anonymous ones. This one's from Kara, and she says, one time I slept with a guy who hunts a lot, and it turned out there was a gun in his bed.
He was hunting in bed? For pussy?
Hey, hopefully you're shooting blanks.
Hey.
Hold
Colony
on.
Colony podcast.
He did it to himself. I didn't do it.
There's a gun in the bed?
There's a gun in the bed, yeah.
Like in the bed?
In the bed.
Like just like a rifle, like in between.
I mean, he's a hunter, so my assumption would be a rifle, like a long rifle.
The fuck?
Hold on, like bullets in there?
Did you guys ever see the commercial, the old infomercial where they have the gun in the headboard?
Yeah, I saw it. That was sick.
And the old man, he like gets it and he's like, you never seen that?
Sick.
It's so good.
It's so cool.
It's so funny.
I'm telling you, man, there's something about guns that's cool. But okay, let me add some more words to this.
Yeah, that was the most sixth grade response ever. Sixth grader who just played Grand Theft Auto for the first time.
But you know, you like watch what's the action movie with fucking Keanu Reeves?
Speed.
Wick 3, whatever. John Wick. Yeah, but you watch John Wick and you go, you know what? Where do I buy a gun?
Dude, it was after we went to Vegas and we like literally like blew up the Yaris and shot the machine gun. It's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to leave the house, honey. I'm going to go be a fucking man.
It does feel like, dude, a cigar, a fucking whiskey, and you're just shooting Pepsi cans off something. Like, yeah.
Of course. It just does something to you. Gun bed, yes.
Gun bed. First of all, get a better name.
No, I think it's perfectly named.
Designed for peace of mind.
Is this it?
Was that a gun sound?
Imagine you're in bed and hear the sound.
Somebody edited this. Like, somebody made this. Oh, you've never seen this? Dude, this is what I picture she's talking about.
Dude, I want to do that, but with a dildo.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's why is she laughing? So first of all, he's dead. He's dead. She shot him.
Also, think about it. It's dark in there. Dude, there's 100% chance I would miss it.
I will blow my partner's head off getting it out.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. Keep like a Bud Light in there.
First of all, don't shoot it at me.
Never point a gun at a camera.
Never. Man. Crazy.
Every videographer for a music video is like, please don't.
What? I can't believe this exists.
I
would do that, but I would want like a bowl of cereal. Like right when you wake up, sking. That's great. Or maybe like a coffee. Holy shit.
Dude, there's an alarm clock that makes coffee for you. And I'm pretty close. I might just do it.
Like what type of coffee though?
Whatever you want.
You can just set an alarm on your.
No, yeah. No. Because I like the pour over because I'm a dumb bitch. Like I like where, but it's like the coffee grounds are in like a, like in a funnel, so and like it does a pour over. Thing. It does a pour over
really
for
cool,
you.
Actually.
Yeah, and the smell of it goes with the alarm clock, and you wake up. And you're like,
that's
nice.
That's actually cool.
It's tight.
That's actually cool.
All right. So yeah, she seems like she didn't get hurt. You know.
I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing if she's like really loves hunting, which I actually think is kind of hot, and you get in bed and you like. You get in your, you know, you're about to do some freak shit, and you just there's a rifle in the bed.
I mean, realistically, I'm stopping and be like, let's probably put this away.
Yeah, this is what's happening. Why is it in your bed? Do you jerk off with it? Like, why is it in the bed?
Dude,
like that's like in the bed.
I mean, maybe just for protection, I guess.
In the bed is insane.
That is weird.
In, like,
dude, if he has a Charlie horse and he accidentally kicks the gun, whoa,
Lord! Yeah, I lost my kneecap. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah.
Or
I'm seeing how she cocks that bad boy. Don't get excited.
You don't like, only nachos. Gets excited over nachos. Ah, fuck. I missed it. I had a little setup and I wanted to get there.
It happens.
All right, let's do next one, please.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got a secret sock today, anonymous submission. This comes from the Stiff Socks Discord, and it says, what's one thing you fellas randomly think of sometimes and feel guilty about? I'll share mine. When I was in middle school, some boys in my grade would get warm meals for lunch on Thursdays. For whatever reason, our prepubescent minds thought it would be funny to dump the leftovers into the mailbox down the street. Somehow we never got caught by anyone, but it still fills me with dread to think about how many handmade cards and funeral invites were slathered with cream corn.
Dude, I did something like that. I used to take a super soaker and in the mailbox where you like where you send mail out, I just went spray. So I feel bad about that. I had another thing that came to mind. What the fuck was it? Oh, my sister took me to a frat party when I was in high school, and it was like in an apartment complex, and I peed in somebody's shampoo bottle.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
I've told this story. When I was in the mall, I peed in a Sbarro's cup, and then I had like four or five friends that worked at the mall, and then the Sbarro's cup, there was a little bit of fruit punch, so just I peed in it, and it looked like pink lemonade, and they were like, and we'd walk around, I'm like, hey, you thirsty? I'm like, yeah. Two of them didn't take it. One drank it and ran after me at the mall. We were like really good friends.
Drank your pee?
Yeah. Really good friends. Really good friends. We didn't talk for like a year and a half.
Oh, dude. I did
fucking
that.
Fucking furious. But in my like little kid head, I'm like, how funny is this? Ha ha ha. Pee, right? That? It's like, because my friend dared me. I told this story before. My friend dared me to do it. My friend dared me to do it at the eatery.
This is a big throwback. Yeah, but you've told
me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is high school.
My brain ran out of storage years ago.
This is like high school. It was probably like a fucking sophomore, and my friend dared me to pee in the Sbarro cup at the eatery, like underneath the table. And
what
I was
is
like,
an eatery?
Like at the mall, like a fucking
food court.
Food court eatery. Yeah.
I've never heard of eatery.
Eatery. Just I've only heard it when you talk about. Like, I feel like that's like Barney's eatery. Mm-hmm. What is a gastropub? Never mind. Sounds dumb. It's a bar.
But what's a What is gastro? Gastrointestinal.
Maybe. I go to never mind. I don't know what the word is. what was I going to say? But I think I told this. I either told it here or for a video for somewhere else. But I peed in a martini cup at a party in high school. And the guy who was throwing the party did like a cheers toast because he thought it was a martini.
Yeah.
And he took a sip. And I was like. And I was like, we're going to fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's terrible. I feel. I honestly.
Something about peeing when you're drunk. You're like. This is not going in a toilet.
it's so unfun to pee in a usual spot.
Yeah.
When I get drunk at a party, every plant's like, fuck.
Dude, sinks. When you're drunk, you're like, oh, cool, urinal.
Yeah, your friend's feet.
Cool, let's get a couple drinks together tonight.
No, I'm talking about if you guys are peeing together in like a public bathroom. And you.
Oh, you said, like, I'm like, going. Ah, yeah, that is funny.
Ah, jokes,
that is kind of funny.
He's like, fuck you. I'm wearing sandals. And you go, cool.
Good. I can't take them off. Callback.
Callback comedy.
This was the number one history podcast in all of Kuwait. We had fun. We have an amazing guest next week.
Yeah, we do.
If they confirm. But yeah, it's always good just talking to you guys. We always miss it. So, yes, episodes are always fun, but we like talking to you guys the most.
I agree.
Wholesome shit.
Wholesome shit. I love it. All right, guys. That is the show. We love you guys. And don't forget to support the pod. Sign up for the Patreon. 4 extra episodes. Drops every Friday ad-free. We also have Stiff Socks Plus. It's on Apple. Same bonus episodes, just only audio. And come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blauson on tour. And that is it. Guys, till next motherfucking week. We love you. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards.
fans. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save.